Blog Talk Radio.
Mane everywhere I go. You're gonna light my candle, son. You're gonna make it shine. You're gonna lead me to the throne.
Testify.
I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes, I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb. Child, I was born in the north. I was born in the autumn time. Lord only knows what for. I was born when leaves turn red. Born when things are dying. But I was born with a big old mouth. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
God is faithful, and he's good to his people. We work and work and work, but he will give us some time to ourselves. And so I'm just grateful unto him this morning. Yesterday, Brother Louis had a request, and I had to get it in here. And Brother Anthony, I also put your request the other day. I was able to download it and get it into the studio, because if it's in the studio, it sounds a lot better. And so I was able to download that. I'll be playing that for you in a little while, Brother Anthony. But I'm going to this one right here, and I'm going to also dedicate this one to Brother Louis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for good gospel music this morning. That's Mr. Warren Hayes. And I tell you the truth, I really likes the way he plays that guitar. I'd really like for him to be my instructor, learning on the guitar. Oh, yeah, I thank God again for good gospel music. And we going right along this morning. I want to say welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Mack of Freedom Doors Ministries. And I come to you live each morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is July the 25th, 2014, with 7 months and 25 days into this new year of 2014. And I tell you, we only have a few more days left in this month, and it is all over with. We're already into the month of August, headed towards fall. But I thank God for a beautiful hot summer, and I thank God I got to go to the beach this year, to travel a little bit and do a few things, and I'm just grateful unto him, and I've met some new people, and he's done so much this year, and I tell you, he treated me better this year than last year, and I thank God I know a little bit more about him this year than I did last year, because it's so important to grow in him, to grow in his word, hallelujah, but most importantly, it's important to obey more than we used to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful unto him. At this time, let us go before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto Almighty God. He has all power. There's no higher power. And this morning, I don't care what the situation may be, he's able to fix it. Yeah, if you could but trust him. Believe, have faith today, and let God abide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let his word abide in you, and you abide in his word. You can ask what you want. He's coming to fix it. Hallelujah. I feel all right about it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you this morning, Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning thanking you, Lord, for another Friday morning. We thank you for watching over us last night as we slumbered and slept. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind. Thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Father, we thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, but being with us until the end. We thank you this morning that where we go, there you are also. We thank you that you're on our side today, in spite of ourselves. Hallelujah. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. Oh, we thank you for your spirit today. Hallelujah. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, God. We thank you this morning. And Father, we come this morning bringing those that are sick before you. And Lord, those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, Father, those that are in hospitals and rehabilitation centers and nursing homes and mental institutions, we come bringing them before you this morning. And Father, we lay them on the altar before you and ask that you would heal, that you would set free, and that, God, you would deliver today as only you can do. We know you to be the great God, almighty God, who has all power. And, Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do. We believe this morning that you're willing to bless these your people. And, Father, we know that you're able. Do it today for your glory in the name of Jesus. Do it today that your glory rings in the earth. Heal, set free, God, or deliver today in the name of Jesus, we ask again. And, Father, I bring every caller and every listener before you on this Friday morning. And I ask that you would bless these your people, Father, today, like you've never blessed them before. Father, I ask for fresh, new anointing upon their lives. I ask, Lord, that you would send materialistically, financially, bless spiritually today like never before for these your people. Lord, we know that they stand in the need of you, and you know what's best for them. Bless them going out. Bless them coming in. Continue, oh God, to meet the need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, I ask today for these your people that your joy, the joy of the Lord, will be their strength. Send peace, send calmness, or send happiness their way in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray today for a spirit of freedom to fall upon your people like never before. Do it for your glory and that they come out with the testimony in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for hearing. We thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you that where two or three are gathered in your name is touching and agreeing. Father, you're in the midst. Not only do you hear, but you're answering right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we ask this morning that you would bless every Blog Talk host that's teaching and preaching Jesus, leading others to you through your Son. Move for them and their families today in a mighty way. Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today. Have your way here. And Lord, I ask that you would speak and your people plainly understand. I ask today that you would speak. And Lord, it would bring clarity. You would speak and it would set free. You would speak, it would encourage and enlighten today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we need you this morning. And without you, we can do absolutely nothing. So we're calling upon you this morning, oh, to bless like never before in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. And we worship you this day in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank him this morning. We thank him for hearing and answering. Thank him for moving for us. He's an on-time God every time, over and over again. And we are just grateful unto him. Good morning to you, Brother Louis. Good morning to you, Sister Linda. Good morning to you, Minister Robin Lynn. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony, Brother Frank, Brother Aaron, Sister Gloria. God bless you this morning. And good morning to each and every one that's coming through Google and LinkedIn and Twitter and MySpace and Facebook and all of the different social media websites, the Freedom Doors Ministries website. God bless you this morning, and we thank God for you tuning in. And from the different groups that I'm a member of over on Facebook, God bless you this morning, and God bless those that are over those groups, the administrators. We thank God for you. Thank God for the groups that you put together, because I know some of these are some wonderful places to be. And if you want to become a member of one of those groups and we are Facebook friends, look on my page and look under the groups that I'm a member of. And check them out over there. Check them out. You got Ladies of Virtue and Excellence and Sanctified Warriors, To Be Human or Not, Echo Spirit. That's Brother Delaware. Ow! All the way from Pakistan. Yeah, God bless you. God bless you. Sister to Sister, An Evening with Jesus, sharing scripture verses, fire and power. God's Covenant Partners, Be Inspired and Keeping. I didn't see the rest of that, but okay. Be Inspired and Keeping Up with Me. Living Word of God. Christian Books. So y'all take a look over there. And if it's something that interests you, feel free to become a part of that group. I don't do a whole lot over there. Every now and then, if the Lord lead and guide me to put a scripture or to encourage or something like that, I may do it. And every now and then, I promote Jesus in the Morning radio talk show over there. But it's some wonderful, wonderful people. And you will have a good time over there. Brother Robert is over there, and he always encouraged me, you know, about different things. At one time, somebody said something about me posting Jesus in the Morning, and he quickly let him know, hey, this is my group. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. Nobody's going to tell me who can post in my group. And so ever since then, we had a wonderful working relationship, and every now and then he'll post something to my page, and, you know, we keep going, because there are many behind the scenes who call in, but they never press that one they just want to call in and listen and move on, you know, get the word of the day or the scripture or prayer and keep moving. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So we're grateful this morning, and we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with our morning scripture reading. Good morning, Brother D. God bless you this morning. God bless you. Dear Sister LaToya, hello. Get them boys a kiss for me over there, Brother D. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're going to our next song of the morning, and Brother Anthony, I'm looking for yours right now. Deborah, where is she? Where is she? All right, it may take me a second, but I got to find it here. I tell you what, let's go to this one this morning. Brother Anthony, I'm going to find yours and come back to it.
There will be a day when we'll be counted. So won't you know it well?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. People get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be going home. That's good news. If we're believers, if we're true believers, that's good news, and that's exciting news for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank God. Good morning to you. It's my house. And let us know when you're graduating. Let us know when you're graduating. And I want to be a blessing unto you. Also, maybe for Christmas this year, I may be heading into Anchorage, Alaska. And so if you want to go, it's my house, let me know, because I know it's some things you want to check out up there, especially homesteading and some other stuff. So just let me know if you're interested in going in December, and we can, you know, work some things out for you, even assist you. Assist you with a place that's safe to live, and you may not even have to worry about the money to pay, because some brother or sister in Christ may be willing to let you come and stay there for a week or however long, you know, and then you just come on, you know, back to Florida. I mean, to your home. I'm looking in my Bible and talking at the same time, but I thank God for you, and I know you was interested at one point in those houses and the homesteading up there and everything. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I didn't do it because I knew I wouldn't be going backwards and forward, you know, in all of that cold. In some years, I might would have to stay there through the winter, and that's just not me anymore. I've had my fair share of extreme cold, but I do love the extreme heat of Florida in the summer, so I'm good. I'm good right here at home. Hallelujah. God bless you. This morning it's my house. It's always a pleasure to see you. So listen, we're moving right along this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from Psalm 70. Psalm 70, Brother Lewis. And God bless you this morning. That main man, he gonna post that scripture. And so I thank him for that. And this is what Psalm 70 says. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backwards and put to confusion and desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for reward of their shame, that say, aha, aha, that all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. That means to come quick and see about me. O Lord, make no tarrying. And we know that this is the cry of David during his time of on the run from King Saul. And Saul was really out to kill this man, really literally for nothing. But he was out to kill David because God had taken his anointing from Saul and given it to David, his neighbor, the shepherd boy. And I tell you, God have a mighty sweet way of doing things. It's just amazing I look at this and I look at how he sent the prophet Samuel over to David to choose the new king that was going to come forth. And he went through all the brothers. And David wasn't there. He was out with the sheep. But he asked, and the daddy told him, yeah, I got one more son. Let me see this boy. And David come and poured oil on him and anointed him. And David went on, and he went to carry bread and cheese out to his brothers who was fighting in the war, and to get a check on the war to see how things was going. Because even as a boy, this child understood the God that we serve has all power. And we are the people of this God who has all the power. So we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to think that the other people are going to win or come out ahead of us. Because the God that we serve, the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Therefore, there's nothing too hard for our God. And our God, he loves us. And because of this great love he has for us, the enemy won't win. Never. Your enemies will never win against you because we are on the winning team. And we are always coming out victorious. Always, always. I never lose a battle. Never. Because of this great God that I serve. I can't help but say he's the true and living God who has all the power. And I know for myself today, there is no higher power. And all power is on our side. And if all power be for us today, he's more than the whole world against you. Do you know how big the world is? But if our God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. Why? He's got all the juice. He's got all the power. And he's for his people. He loves us in spite of. Some people say, well, I can't come to him because I'm too dirty. Or when I stop doing this and I stop doing that, I'm coming to God. You can't stop yourself. He made you. He made you for his pleasure. And before he formed you in your mother's womb, he already knew what you would do. He already knew about that. He knew every serial killer. He know every murderer, every thief, every liar, every fornicator, every adulterer. He knew you before you entered your mother's womb. He already knew what was going to take place. So there's nothing we can hide from him. And all of these years you've been living, if you couldn't stop yourself, you never will. Just go to him. And whatever's wrong, he can fix it. He can fix your heart. He can regulate your mind. Yeah, he can help you today, but you got to go to him believing. That's the first key, is to believe. And see, we wishy-washy. We believe when it worked good. When it's looking a little cloudy, we don't believe. We start doubting. We start thinking of crazy stuff, or what I did or what I've done. No. Some trials are just for you to go through. When Jesus called Lazarus forth, and they told him, well, if you would have been here, my brother never would have died. Jesus let him know. This had to be done so that the testimony can come forth. It's not about you and what you're thinking about. See, because we as a people, we think a little strange. I'm such a bad person, that's why I'm catching all this. That's not why you're going through, because you're such a bad person. If you're a believer, you're going through because somewhere along the way, you're going to have to share that testimony with somebody who's going through what you're going through or going through worse. And if you don't know nothing, how are you going to teach somebody something? Had I not been a child who had parents, I couldn't have taught my children nothing. There was no book come with them, no manual on how to train children or groom children. There was no manual on that. So I went by the guidelines of my parents. because I knew I had good parents. I knew I may not have been a good child, but I knew I had good parents. So I went by that guideline to bless my children. Yeah. So today, if we look to him, he's able to keep us from falling away from grace. He's able to keep us walking in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. He's able to keep us in perfect peace, peace in your mind, calmness in your mind, because that's where all of this starts, in your mind. That's what the enemy do. The first thing, he speak to your mind. And if he can get you to believe in your heart, he got you. And many times that enemy will speak and people will believe it and react to the lie that he told you. Yeah, I've been accused of so many things that was not even true, but he spoke to the mind of the person. They believed in their heart and they reacted to it. Then later on they found out it was a lie. Now you got to come back and say, I'm sorry. But if we just don't let him talk to us, shut him down. But see, he's not going to bring nothing positive. He's going to only bring negative stuff to you. And when that negative talk starts, shut it down. Bam, you got to go. I don't want to hear nothing negative because I'm going to feel bad. But if I believe positive, upbeat, uplifted, I'm going to be all right. I used to say this, I'm going to believe the worst. And if the best come, then I'll be all right. Now, I'm going to believe the best, and if the worst come and it's not God, I'm going to bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. I'm going to believe the best because I serve the best God. Oh, yeah. The best is on my side today. Therefore, he give me the best thoughts. He give me the best mind. Woo! I'm working with the best heart. Yeah, I'm not going to allow the enemy to talk to me. He's a fool and a liar. And if we listen to a fool and obey a fool, it makes fools out of us. If we listen to a liar, then we'll start lying. Mm-mm. Who report will you believe today? I am going to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. His report says, I'm filled with his spirit. I'm healed by a stripe. And I have the victory because the God I have all power. His report says I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Look at that. His report says today I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon, I don't care who bring the weapon, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than. I'm not just that. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves me today. And guess what? I speak things. Yes, I can. I can speak it until it comes to pass. I'm a living witness. I spoke my degree until it came to pass. I didn't get it until I was like 52. 52 years old, at 50, went to school. And God blessed me to get through that thing. You know, the older you get, your mind is not as sharp as it used to be. But I'm a living witness. Your mind can be just as sharp as a 20-year-old if you're leaning and depending on Jesus. If you're trusting him, oh, yeah, I'm a living witness. I got a friend, him and his wife both. He's 90 years old. This is the sharpest 90-year-old man I ever saw in my life. And to look at him, you wouldn't even know he's 90. I'm not joking with you. His wife is much younger, and guess what? He's sharper than his wife. I'm like, look at this. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but God can do that. Look at Abraham and Sarah. These people was almost 100 years old. Here come the promise. He came on and brought Isaac forth. So with God, all things are possible to those who believe. If you're believing God for it, have the patience to wait on him. Yeah. See, because all that we go through, it is not for us. Every trial that you go through is not for you. All Jesus went through, the suffering, the hanging, the bleeding, the dying, the conquering all, the rising with all power, it was not for him. He was the Son of the God, of the true and living God. He never committed a sin. He was the Word at first, and God made him flesh. But do you see what he went through? And he felt every pain, every lick. He felt the nails that they put through his hand and feet. He felt that when they pierced him in his side. He felt that when they put the crown of thorns upon his head. He felt that when they gave him the gall to drink. But none of that was for him. All of that was for us, so that he would be a living example unto us, so that we could have a right to the tree of life, so that we could walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of our flesh, so that we could love one another, not as the world loves us. Because the world will love you when you up, but when you down by yourself. As athletes, they can tell you better. As a boxer, a wrestler, as an actor, any entertainer, as long as they cranking out what the crowd want, they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. The minute they don't bring a bestseller, hey, we forgotten you. Who are you? And if they're getting any points, hero points or brownie cookies now, that's because from beginning to end, they was on top of their game. Ask Michael Jordan. He could never slip. He had to stay on top of his game. Then when it was all over for him, people remembered him because he never let them down. Oh, yeah. See, and God is not that way. Neither are the people of God. We are this way. I accept what God allows. I'm better off anyway. I just have to face the fact and never stray. I face the fact that I'm being led by the Spirit of God, and where he leads me, I will follow. And I'm going to accept whatever he allowed to happen in my life. Because if I have the patience to wait on him, I remain prayerful and I remain in his word, I'm going to be better than okay. Better than okay. So today, whatever you're facing, tell God about it. Have the patience to wait on him. And know this, you're his. He's going to bring you out. And he will bring you out over and over and over again. A lady called me yesterday. She had called me earlier in the month. And she said, Barbara, I've got a little problem. I said, yeah. She said, I want to ask you something. I said, yeah. She said, Barbara, do you see me losing my house? I said, no, I don't see you losing your house. Do you see me going to jail? I said, no, I don't see you going to jail either. And I began to minister to her. And the Lord told me to tell her he got her. And he's going to take care of her and take care of things. But sometimes when the enemy come in on us like a flood, we forget it's God that will raise the standard. Is there anybody else who don't have any sound? Brother Lewis said he don't have no sound. All right, Brother Lewis, let me check it out over here. Okay, I'm thinking everybody got sound because they're still here. All right, Sister Linda, anybody else in the chat room don't have sound? If you would be kind enough to let me know. Okay, Louie, the only one with no sound. Okay. Sister Linda, would you tell him he's the only one with no sound? So listen, we're moving on. So she called me yesterday, and she told me, she said, I was talking to a lady, and the lady told me this, this, and this, and the lady told me that God had me, that God was going to take care of me. She didn't see me losing my house, and she didn't see me going to jail. She said, and Barbara, it was you, and I just called you to give you the testimony. Okay. The testimony is this, Barbara. I talked to the mortgage company because I had applied to them for some things. They lowered my house payment all the way down to $300. She said, and Barbara, I had this bill and that bill and that bill. She said, and God blessed me that I was able to pay all the bills but one thing, my Cadillac insurance, my car insurance. And so the Lord told me to tell her he was going to take care of that too. He was going to work that out. I said, well, Joanne, you know, they give you a grace period. Once it's due, they give you so many days to pay. She said, and I found that out. I said, so within that time, God is going to bless you to even pay your insurance. You see? Because this is what we do. We believe in him. But we know that the enemy is coming. And when he come in like a flood, now see, this is what I mean when he come in like a flood in many cases. If your house note due, your electric due, your water due, your insurance due, your phone is due, your cell phone is due. You need a couple of clothes to wear. And you don't see no way because you only have a certain amount of money you've made or a certain amount of money that you get once a month. You're on a fixed income or whatever it may be. So this is all the money you have allotted to you. What are you going to do? Because I don't know how to stretch this dollar no further. I've stretched the money as far as I can stretch it. But when we pray to the Lord, he can stretch it even further. When we pray to the Lord, he can open another door. I had money to come in the mail that I did not expect. I was on somebody's heart, and they blessed me financially and blessed me well enough that I could pay two or three bills, you know what I'm saying, that was needed, that I didn't see no way of no money coming. This is the kind of God you serve. Don't put a limit on him. People do. Oh, he ain't going to drop it out of the sky. Why couldn't he? The sky is his, and what he's dropping to me belong to him. I belong to him and the earth. What's stopping God from dropping out the sky? These are the people that have a limited mind, a limited faith, and limited trust, and their God is limited. There's no limit to the true and living God who has all power that I serve. There's no limit to him. There's no end to him either. He's forever and ever and ever and ever. And whatever he chooses to do, he can do just this. But many people do that. They limit God. They put him in a box and tell him, you stay right there, God. When I need you, I'll call you out. Can't do that to a living God who has all the power. If anything, he'll put you in a box. And when he needs you, he'll call you out the box. But you can't limit God, and you can't box him in, and you can't hold him in. And this is why these buildings are so important to people, because they think when they run to the building, they're going to get God. You should have had him in you. And when you went up in the building lifting him up, the God that's in you come alive. You feel the presence. You feel his spirit. When you close that building up and go home, God is not staying in no cold, dead building. In the summer, God is not staying in no cold, hot building. No, he's not. He sent us up in there with him in us. And we bring him alive in us, in the building. When we get on one accord and begin to praise God. When the preacher get up to preach, he don't preach, but he let God use him as a vessel to bless his people. Yeah. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded and seek after my soul. Let them be turned backwards and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. You know people pick at you. Let all those that see thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified, but I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God, thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, don't take a long time. Oh, Lord, don't wait too long. Oh, God, help me right now. Oh, Lord, make no tarrying. That's what David was saying, and we could say the same thing. David was a man after God's own heart, and if this is what he did, I want to do it too. Because it moved God to bless him. It moved God to save his life. You see, I want to do those same things. My daughter and I was talking Wednesday. I'm going to pick up my brother, my third oldest daughter. Remember I told you the one by the Asha. By the time she's 33, watch what God do in her. My. And we was heading to get my brother, and we began to talk, and she was telling me about the Psalms, and I began to explain some things, and she began to touch and agree in it. And she told me the same thing, you know, but we still can use those words today. We still can use that what he put back there in the Old Testament today, because it was written for our learning. If it was written for me to learn by, I need to pattern after this. I need to walk like this says to walk. But we don't, many of us, we hyped up on some other stuff because we want our flesh to be pleased, but we got to put that flesh down, kill that flesh. Let it die so Jesus can live in you. Let the flesh die so the Spirit of God can live in you. That Spirit will lead you, the Spirit of God now, will lead you into all truth. The Spirit of God will save your life. The Spirit of God will tell you, don't go that way, go this way, so that you can be safe. The Spirit of God will lead you down to where the work is. You never knew this much work was down there until you got there. And it's the kind of work that you enjoy doing. The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You can even feel the Spirit of God. Many people call it goosebumps. That's the anointing of God. Makes the hair on your arms rise. That's the Spirit of God. That's the move of him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just wanted to share that a little bit this morning. Today is Open Mic Talk Friday. And I know we got some people want to do some talking around here. And I'm grateful for that. And good morning to you, Brother Pedro. Good morning to you, Sister Ellis. Good morning to you, Intercessor Thomas. God bless you this morning. We thank God for you. Thank God for you. So listen, I'm going to this one song, and when we come back, we're coming back with the studio wide open. And you may have something you want to say this morning, and it could be concerning the 70th song. It could be a testimony, a prayer request. You might just want to yell out hallelujah. I don't know. But it's Talk Friday, and it's for every caller and for every listener. So to say whatever it is you feel like you want to say today. Let's go to this one by Tasha Carr.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name
of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain, break every chain.
by what happened to her. Okay. All right, I guess that was a quick one right there. The studio is open. Please feel free to press that number one this morning and come in if you have something you would like to share or say or whatever this morning. The studio is now open. I was looking for Brother Ron. I didn't see him this morning yet. He may be busy or whatever. But can you hear me, Sister Linda? I know Brother Lewis said he could. So, again, the studio is open this morning. Feel free to press that number one and come in. And while we're waiting for someone to press that number one, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, if some lights are on in the studio, I'll pull you right in. If not, we're moving right along in Jesus' name. I got to have a little bit of TJ this morning. Wait a minute. There was one more. Wait a minute, y'all. Bear with me. I'm going to find it. I saw it up here earlier. And I wanted to play that one. Brother Anthony, I'm still looking for yours. And matter of fact, I'm downloading it right now because I thought I had downloaded it yesterday, but I didn't.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. plan. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. To me, more than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me.
Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's one of my all-time favorites. And when he even wrote the song, Reverend Paul Jones, as he was singing it, he was sick. And he sung that thing. I really enjoy it. All right, Brother Frank, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. Sister Linda, say happy belated birthday to you. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much, Sister Linda. Thank you. I thank God for being here this morning.
Man.
And I was just listening to that song, and that's my favorite, one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
And I just thank God for being here, because he's been so good to me.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank him.
Amen.
Oh, I thank him. I just, oh, I just don't know how I feel about it. And I thank God. I just thank God for being here this morning. Oh, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say good morning to everyone and thank God for being here. I'm a little full this morning, but it's all good.
Right.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song there, it hit home. I hadn't heard it in a while. I have this friend who's a minister there in Oxnard. And he's kind of down now. He's in his almost his 90s. And he used to sing that for me when I hit the door. And he'll get up and he'll sing it for me, and I just get to dancing and having a good time in the Lord. But I just know everyone needs to know your good times overweigh your bad times. And God is so good to us, Terry. We can't imagine how good he really is. Because for someone to be able to wake up in the morning time, put on their clothes, breathe the air of life, and get up and go about their way in their right mind, that's a blessing and that's a greater than good, because God is doing it for us. And we at all times should just appreciate the wonders of what he does for us at all times. I just thank him. I thank you, God. I thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Frank. I tell you, because there's many who are not closing their right minds. It's many people walking the street every day. They function and they look like us, but really and truly, their minds are not right. And God bless us every morning to wake up with a good, sound mind, a mind to come to Him. That's truly a blessing and something to tell God thank you for. And I can feel you, Brother Frank, because I know yesterday was your birthday, and you thinking God has blessed me. And it's not just a thought, but it's true. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we give Him all the glory and all the praise. But without Him, we wouldn't be here. Without Him, we couldn't do nothing. Oh, yeah. He's a loving, kind, and gracious God. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now, and I got your song downloaded. Good morning. God bless you. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? I thank God for waking up this morning. Bless God. Bless y'all. You know, everybody out there, listen, Brother Frank. I hope you enjoyed your birthday yesterday.
Yes, I did. I did. Right. I really did.
Right.
I just thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, I just thank Him too, you know. Thank for y'all encouraged me, you know, feeling better and better every day, you know. And just like the song says, it's going to be good times, it's going to be bad times, but, you know, He'll make sure you get through it. You know, just all you got to do is leave it, put your hands in His hands. He got you.
That's right. That's good.
All right there.
That's right. I love it.
Hallelujah. Right. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you this morning, God. That's all I can say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Intercessor Thomas. Go ahead, Brother Anthony.
I was gonna tell you, you give me send me Brother Frank number on Facebook when you get a chance.
Yes, I'll send it to you in a little while.
All right.
Okay. All right. You heard
y'all
of Brother Frank.
Day.
Yeah, that'll be good. I just wanted to say, Brother Anthony, I thank God for you as well, because through you I'm knowing that God is answering prayers.
Yes,
and
sir.
Through you I see that what we are saying that is real, because I done heard you come from way down in Jesus and pick you up. When I heard that song go way down and Jesus will pick you up, Brother Evan, I think about you, I think about me. And Jesus is picking us up, and He ain't asking no questions. He just coming in and picking us up and moving us on, dusting us off, and making us move on to a better place with Him later on, because eternal life is forever. Okay, my brother.
All right.
God bless you. All right, Intercessor Thomas, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you today?
I am blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just came on just to give God praise. Amen, because He is an awesome God. Amen, kind of hoarse. Amen, because we're in the youth revival. And, amen, out there hollering with those children on last night. Amen. But I praise God and I give God all the glory on this morning. I thank Him for being in my right mind. Amen. Because I remember when I wasn't in my right mind and when they had me on all this medication. Amen. And I was walking around like a zombie, couldn't take care of my children or nothing else. Amen. But I praise and I magnify God for being a deliverer on today. Amen. And to being a mind regulator. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I've been trying to get into that chat room with Brother Louie. Amen. And all of those in the chat room. Amen. But I'm going to find out. I'm going to figure it out after a while. Amen. But God is so good, Mom. I mean, I can't complain. I won't complain. Amen. Because He is better to me. Amen. Than I am to my own self. Amen. God is so good and merciful. Amen. He's so loving and kind. Amen. But all at the same time, amen, He'll whoop you when you're bad. amen, when he'll whoop us in line when we don't get, we are not in line with him. And I praise God for even for the correction. I praise God for every trial and every tribulation, amen, that I'm going through and have been through. I magnify him this morning, amen, because, amen, I understand, amen, what God means when he says he chastens those that he loves. Amen. I thank you for being a child of his this morning. Amen. Amen again, Brother Frank. Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. I mean, it's awesome to be back with you all. Amen. I thank God for waking me up every morning now to get on Jesus in the morning. I thank God for being back. Amen. So y'all just continue to pray for me. Amen. That God will forever keep me and keep on blessing and moving in my life.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you. And I totally agree with you as what you said for what the word is and how much you appreciate it. Because if we all stand together appreciating, eventually it's going to get to be a majority and not a minority, which is good.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It's good to have you back, daughter. It's good to have you back. And,
Thank you.
Excited, and as you were talking about the goodness of it, all I can say is talk about it, because I'm telling you, he is just good to us. He is just good to his people. And when we reach out to him, he'll reach back out to us, because he knows we don't know what to do. And we're just begging, Lord, because that's all we can do, and call on your name. You're the great God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we just thank him so much. I can't turn him loose like Jacob now. I'm like Jacob. I'm not turning you loose until you bless me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Fix my heart today, God. Fix my mind. Regulate it. Yes. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you? Can you hear me, Sister Ellis?
Oh, okay. Yes, I can. How are you doing this morning, Evangelist Mac?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing great. I had called in yesterday, but I guess you didn't see. I had pushed a one, and I was walking the halls of the hospital, so I'm sure I lost reception. But I just wanted to tell Brother Frank happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I wanted to thank you all for praying for my grandbaby. He's doing much better, and hopefully he'll be released this weekend from the hospital.
Hallelujah.
And I just wanted to say blessings to everyone on the air.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you as well.
Absolutely.
And your grandson. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. We're just so glad and grateful that we have this time to spend together.
Yes.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Now that did my heart all the good it can do. To hear you say little Chris will be released this weekend. Because
yes,
I know for myself he's going to be all right. He got to go through a few things. But
yes.
I know he's going to be all right. I was sharing that he had the same thing my nephew, Norris. And Norris went through many operations. Oh, my goodness. My brother went out to the hospital and saw how they had all of the tubes in him and this and that. And they called a security on my brother to put him out of there because he couldn't see, you know, the nephew like that. But nonetheless, today Norris is in his 30s, Sister Ellis, married with five children. And he plays football. He plays football for a team right here in Florida. So God has blessed him. And to look at him, you would never know he has been through any of this. And
yes,
I mean, good looking, oh, my goodness, he was a beautiful baby.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Good looking young man. And some days I have to call him down on Facebook. I'd be like, hey, come on now. Cut the foolishness out. He's like, okay. I said, I erased that off of there. I don't want to see that foolishness. One day he wanted to tell me, well, take me off your page. I said, if you say it, I'll get you. I'll get you good. Now tell me to come off your page and see what I do. You take the foolishness off. Yeah, so he grew up to be a very good young man, and he, like I said, he worked every day and played football and have five children.
Yeah. Same little boy used to go through all of that little Chris was going through.
Oh, yes. I know the Lord's going to bless him.
Yes.
I know he is. Yes. He already has blessed him, but
there you go.
I know it's going to be for God's glory.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's my
right.
best friend, y'all.
Andrea. Yes, ma'am. Love
oh, yeah. That's my best friend right there. I call her Andrea, so because she's quiet and laid back, and she's more of an observer. And sometimes I don't quite see it all, and I call her, and she says, well, you know, this and this and this. And I said, oh, yeah, that's the answer right there. I need it.
Yes,
so
right.
I thank God this morning, and thank God she's been coming and being with me every morning that she can here to support me and her family support me, the children and everybody. And so I'm just grateful today to have good friends. And Brother Frankie got some more birthday shout-outs. Yeah, they love that. They said Frank is the man with the voice. All right,
Hallelujah.
Man. I'm saying, all right now, bro. Frank is the man. Bro Louie over there yesterday talking about, but I'm the main man. I holler.
Yes, he is. He is the main man. He is the main man.
He's the main man. Yes, sir. That
yes,
Louie. All the way. Hallelujah. And look, Sister Linda be like, all right, bro, now behave yourself. Behave. Be like, okay, I'm going to behave. All right, then, Louie. I told her, I said, he just can't behave himself. But yes, sir, I love that, Louie. We've been up and down for some years, and God has used him over the years to bless me real, real good. And I thank God for him, prayer, everything. Thank God for him and his beautiful wife, Sherry. Yes. Thank God for her this morning. So we're moving right along. Is there anyone else who have a testimony they would like to give, or they have something they would like to say on how good God has been to them? Because, look, we talk of his wondrous works, and we make known his deeds among the people. See, we tell it all, what God has done for us. Yeah, he brought me out. Over and over again. I can remember when I was like Intercessor Thomas. I didn't have my right mind. Yeah, I was a fool out there. Yeah, clubbing and drinking and this and that. And what people said, it mattered so much to me. Ooh, don't say nothing about me. I'll lose my mind. God brought me all of that. Say what you got to say, and it's all right with me today. Because I'm running up the King's Highway. Hallelujah. I'm headed home after a while. My work down here, it'll be over. And when my work is over, he called me on to a rest. And it's all right today. But I'm going to do all I can while I'm here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm going to see if your song is done downloading. And if it's done, then I am going to play your favorite. There it is, Brother Anthony. There it is. I'm going to dedicate this one and play this one for Brother Anthony this morning.
They said I wouldn't. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm growing more and more each day. I'm see, when I was young, I gave God my hand, and I told him to lead the way. Though the road has been rough, and the goal has been mighty tough, still I ain't going nowhere, I'm out here to
happy, especially after I celebrated Frank's happy birthday. We either got him a cake, we ate it too, we unwrapped all the presents, some great gifts. Your cards were all filled with $5 bills. We spent them to make sure that they worked right. Happy birthday. God bless you.
That couldn't have been done no better than if I'd done it myself.
Oh, it was the best birthday you ever had.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus.
I've got an announcement I'd like to make, too, if I could. Hello?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm here.
Said she even blew the candles out for you, Brother Frank.
blew them out. I mean, and it was good. It was a beautiful 10-tier cake, with cream cheese icing, just with a hint of lemon. It was just lovely.
Wow.
It had beautiful little flowers on it. Yeah, you got really big boxes, and all of them were full. They had beautiful wrapping. And the best thing, though, there were so many cards with $5 bills with them. There were thousands of them. And
so
they all worked just
sure
nicely when we went and spent them. God is a good God.
What am I going to do with that? Look, Brother Frank, I was thinking this. Why not just put them all in the mail in a box to me and let me make sure?
they could even get some good UPS discount.
Can I make an announcement?
Yes, please do.
Tomorrow is the Spreaker Radio Awards. And my network, the Robin Lynn Network, has 3 nominations. And I'm also in the running to be the host, a host of the show. And so if you all would get over there to Spreaker, I'll pop the link in to vote, if that's okay, in the chat room. And if everybody would go vote, and then tomorrow, get over there to Spreaker and tune in.
Okay. I'm going to get someone to help me try to get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pop the link in for you to vote. And on the link, it has different tabs, and you can see where you can listen and tune in to hear the award show tomorrow as well. So we are really excited. You know, we've just been going along, you know, working and serving and doing what we do. We never even saw this coming. And so it's just so really, you know, Father said, let your light so shine amongst men that they may see your good works and that they may glorify our Father which art in heaven. Amen. And so let his will be done.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
What time?
It's at 8 p.m. London time, and so that's 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and I'll put the link in the chat room.
Okay,
And Sister Linda, I'm not nutty as a fruitcake. I consume fruitcakes, and so I would venture to say that I am the fruitcake. I'm not nutty as I am now. Are there any questions? Is there anything I can do for anybody in the name of Jesus, of course? Otherwise, I'm going to have to go home.
Yeah, no, thank you. With you spending all the Frank money to make sure that the dollar bills are real, no, thank you. I'm good this morning.
Oh, so you're saying you don't need my help? I don't mind.
I need your help, but the help you're giving me is really wonderful. So,
okay.
So what you can do?
Anything like that's coming for me, don't worry about them sending them to you. I'd like to get my own birthday gift. Thank you. Because I see what you do, you know, the stuff that's given to me. So I don't
need.
So no thank you. I
tell
don't
you what you can do for me. Send me a box with a return address to your address so you can open me up and then I can enjoy my birthday.
My daughter told me one day, she said something had happened, and I think she used my money or something. And I was talking to her about it, and then she going to tell me at the end of the conversation, look at God.
Oh,
no, I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at the one spent by money. That's what I think right now.
Goodness.
Yeah. Move for her
That's
to spend my money. No, that wasn't him moving. That was you.
look at God. No, let's look at another matter here. The matter at hand is Jesus. I tell you, God is good, and he's good all the time. And sometimes we ought to be. And we're like, no, this is not God. This is me. Let's not get it twisted.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah. We'll put some stuff on him right now. And I'm going to tell you, somebody, they accuse all the time. They will accuse the devil right now.
Devil.
Oh, that devil. Hold up. The devil didn't do that. Oh, that was the devil.
But,
I said, no. That wasn't the devil. That was you. Now, go on and
take
my head and get it straightened out and be all right. But they would give the devil credit for everything right now. And he didn't even move. He didn't even look at you at that particular time you were doing whatever it is you wanted to do. Yeah. Sister Linda said, Brother Frank, do you feel love? If
I
not,
feel
you
great
should.
Love. I was just sitting here thinking, I feel greatly loved, but I'm going to ask y'all this. Do y'all feel my love?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Feel
my love.
I feel we feel your love, and I feel the anointing. I feel like singing.
All right
then.
Hold up. I don't know if that's the anointing flowing like that. Hold up a minute. Hold up. I got a song I'll play for you. You got a request?
I don't mind. It's no trouble at
all.
I'll
play a request for you now. I will do that today, Friday. You know, we want it to stay like it is. I don't want
it's open mic. It's open mic. I won't say.
I don't want everybody hanging up this morning. No. You can call it. I'll play it for you.
I feel the anointing. Oh, I tell you, God is good. God is good.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, yes.
Y'all are something else.
He's too
don't
rough.
Forgive me.
What'd you say, intercessors?
I said, y'all is something else.
Okay. Yeah, she's too helpful. She's too helpful. And right now, that's just not the kind of help we need, you see.
But I don't mind. I'm sister helping one another, and I'm going to help you.
Oh,
I'm going to sing.
Matter of fact, one more song of the morning. From this white dog, maybe singing would be, you know, out of your system. And that is
I need it, that last.
Link in the
all
chat
right, then, but I don't mind.
I know, but the William Crystals, they're going to do it for you this morning.
Amen.
But when these William sisters do it, you know, I think everybody's going to enjoy it.
Amen.
I just want you about to sing, Mr. Robin Lee, so I'm going to let the William sisters do this one number. Matter of fact, I'm going to dedicate it to you and that anointing you feel flowing. How about that?
All right. Maybe I'll sing next time, another time, folks, another time.
We'll be waiting.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'll be back by popular demand, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And we're going to hear that song in the distant future, and it will be all right. Way down there.
In the future. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it'll be okay. Going to this one more song, and that'll give her a chance to put that link into the chat room.
Come on, just give us a break. Come on, just come and touch it. Oh, bless the Lord. This kind of reminds me of revival meeting time in South Carolina on a hot Sunday afternoon. And you would see the mothers on the mother's board, and they would be just saying, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And on that mother's board, you would have those little praying mothers that would pray with you in the midnight hour. And that will talk to you and tell you everything is going to be all right. Got a minute with you? And then after a while, you'd hear one of those mothers begin to moan. And you'd hear that mother again. will pick you up. If he has to be swayed at.
Jesus can. He'll be the lover.
Jesus will pick you up.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Frank. Yes, sir. We love you, brother. We love you. And we feel the love from you as well. Yes, sir. No problem. No problem. And I just thank God he sent you our way. And he has been such a blessing, such a blessing. And I thank God again. Thank God again, Brother Louis, Brother Anthony, Brother D. Oh, yeah, I thank God for these brothers. And they come faithful. I remember when the brothers used to hold that chat room on lock. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, that used to just bless me. Yeah, the brothers was over there. Brother Dennis, Brother Dre. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of us now. It's a lot of us. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Sister Gloria. God bless you. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, we can hear you, Sister Gloria. How are you this morning?
Oh, good, good, good. God bless everyone. Everyone sounds so cheerful. That's the way we should be.
Yes,
because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Did you get my message on yesterday, Brother Frank?
Yes, that's what I was getting ready to tell you. I got in rather late Las Vegas time. Matter of fact, it was 11:30 Las Vegas time. But I listened to the message, and I wanted to let you know I received it. And again, I thank you and your sister again. I thank y'all. I thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. It just gives me great pleasure for what you guys done for me. I thank you. You just don't know how much I thank you. Okay? God bless
thank
you.
You. We thank you as well from the bottom of our hearts. We really appreciate, you know, what you and Sister Barbara did, you know, how you all got together, and we thank God for you all.
Yes. I received it. I received it in the name of Jesus, I did. And I said, I was getting ready to say that other part to you. I said, well, Sister Gloria, listening, I'll let her know. If not, I will give you a shout-out to let you know, yes, I did receive it. And again, I thank you. Your sister Carolyn, right?
Yes, Carolyn.
Okay, good. I thank both of you. You guys, you just don't know. It just makes me feel good when someone. It's just good. That's all I can say. It's all good. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Sister Gloria, y'all
in
Alabama now?
Time?
Are y'all in Alabama?
Oh, we've been there already. We're heading back to Connecticut. We're in Virginia.
Oh, yeah, y'all almost home. Okay. Y'all doing some driving.
Yeah, we had we're heading back to Connecticut today.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, so that was such a blessing.
Yes.
All
right,
yes.
God bless
you. So you had a huge party?
Oh, did I have a huge party? Oh, no, yes. You know, what I had was my niece and my niece and my nephew, they took me. Okay, Dennis, on your birthday, you get a free breakfast, breakfast, dinner, and lunch. And instead of them have to pay for me, I told them, I said, okay, take me to Dennis. So I Dennis yesterday all the way through, and I ended up in the evening time of getting a full round, but that wasn't the biggest part. It was just being able to be there, cause it's a blessing to be. I ain't gonna take no long time. But see, I just thank God that he let me see 65 years. When I wasn't supposed to see. But the doctor told my mom, say, well, he won't live to be 18, and I thank God. So the thing about it was, it just got late, and I was sitting down. They were just taking me through, and then all my nieces and nephews were calling, and people was just calling, thanking me, and I'm thanking them because I'm still here to thank them.
Yes. You don't sound 65.
Oh, yes. I'm 65.
you don't sound like it.
Well, to God be the glory. To
you
God
sound
be the
much
glory.
Younger.
No, to God be the glory. No, I'm. I can say as of yesterday, I'm fully 65.
Praise the Lord. Praise
yes,
the
indeed.
Lord.
Yes, to God
praise
be the glory.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God. I thank God for you and everybody on the line, every man and every woman, that how the Lord blesses us to come together and, you know, as the word says, you know, iron sharpens iron, and how we get together and encourage one another in the Lord. I just thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's such a blessing, you know.
Well,
like, you know, it's a lot of people's lifeline, you know, getting up every morning and, you know, talking on the phone and encouraging one another and helping each other out and seeing how people are growing in the Lord. Didn't you all say that Brother Anthony, I heard that he's growing in the Lord? That's a blessing.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
To wait
patiently for the Lord, you know, while we're going through things, we have to wait, and then you come out good on the other side. As someone said, there's victory on the other side.
Come on, yes. Victory is ours.
Victory is ours.
As we speak, victory is all ours.
Yes, hallelujah, yes, amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. It's all good.
Thank God this morning. I'm grateful unto him that we could come together and even bless others. You know, that's a wonderful thing. And I always wanted to do this because I tell you, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I don't want to be a preacher out here and all the people see is me asking. But no, we come together in the morning to give God the glory, to lift him up so that others can be drawn unto him. And then from time to time, if something arises, then God will step in and fix it. Hallelujah. And so we'll just bring unto him this morning. We just thank him. So listen, at this time, I'm going to pray us out, and we'll go to our last song of the morning. I have to go over to Sister Rawls today and sit over with her and her husband for a while today because I promised them I would. And she's been patiently waiting for me to get around to doing it. So today is the day, and I got to get dressed and everything and get over there and look halfway decent today, do my hair or change and all of that, Brother Louis. So I don't go over there looking like I've been out in the wilderness too long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Lord, we thank you for the good laughter. We thank you for our brothers and sisters coming together on one accord unto you. And Father, as we depart this weekend, I ask that, Lord, you would bless us going out and bless us coming in. Father, this weekend, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Bless us this weekend like never before. Father, I ask that you would open doors, pay bills, make ways. Lord, I ask that you would financially surprise us this weekend in the name of Jesus. And that we come out with the testimony. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen. Then hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus. Give someone something of quality. God loves the cheerful giver. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed weekend. A blessed weekend.
Thank you. So we're doing our last song of the morning.
Hallelujah.
God bless
everyone. God bless all of you. One love always.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go here. It's a quick one.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place.
That's so
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that. Give me that.
Yeah.
Oh,
anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for his glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life, let me tell you the story. Every place that's dark,
oh,
he will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts backslide as liars. Time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith. I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh.
Anybody tired? You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
Uh-oh.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water. Or cloths for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Of man, sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking
that
about.
God.
Give me that, give
let's
me that,
go.
Give me that. Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy, you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Hallelujah.